What? You do not mean bodies?
Aye, bodies, Watson. We should be rich men if we had £1,000 for every poor devil who has been done to death in that den. It is the vilest murder trap on the whole riverside, and I fear that Neville St. Clair has entered it never to leave it more. But our trap should be here. He put his two forefingers between his teeth and whistled shrilly, a signal which was answered by a similar whistle from the distance, followed shortly by the rattle of wheels and the clink of horses' hooves. "Now, Watson," said Holmes, as a tall dog-cart dashed up through the gloom, throwing out two golden tunnels of yellow light from its side lanterns. "You'll come with me, won't you?"
If I can be of use.
Oh, a trusty comrade is always of use, and a chronicler still more so. My room at the Cedars is a double-bedded one.
The Cedars?
Yes, that is Mr. St. Clair's house. I am staying there while I conduct the inquiry.
Where is it, then?
Near Lee, in Kent. We have a 7-mile drive before us.
But I am all in the dark.
Of course you are. You'll know all about it presently. Jump up here. All right, John, we shall not need you. Here's half a crown. Look out for me tomorrow about 11. Give her her head. So long, then.